John Bolton is the national security advisor Trump has been waiting for. John Bolton not only shares the president's views on many foreign policy issues, he has decades of experience in government, politics, and American leadership. This is written by Paul Bonaccelli, not John Bonaccelli. Now, listen to this under the headline. Subheading, rather. America as guarantor of global stability. Yeah, you're laughing. You're laughing. These people take this stuff seriously, Mr. Bond.
Team America, World Police. That's us.
What was the guy's name? He's always got the scotch in his hands.
Oh, Spotswood.
Spotswood. We're going to ensure America is the guarantor of global stability. Now, anyone that would read a headline like this should run away in horror and should be filled with fright. America as guarantor of global stability. I must have missed this part in the Constitution debates where America was, where the Union was put together so that we could be the guarantor of global stability. I must have missed the part during the War of Northern Aggression, even, where America was kept as a union so that it could be a guarantor of global stability. Now, just think about the mindset and the personality behind a man or a series of men that actually think that their country's role is to be the guarantor of global stability. That means the entire planet Earth. I think you guys are selling yourselves short. I mean, why aren't we America guarantor of galactic stability?
Well, I mean, we're going to be starting to stabilize Mars and the moon when we go back to the moon, too. So we have a couple more opportunities to spread out and stabilize those planets even before they're populated.
So, yeah, so we can bring stabilization to the rest of the known universe, right? We can stabilize the Motara Nebula. We can stabilize the core of the sun. We can stabilize... Hey, don't forget those moons orbiting around Jupiter, buddy.
In our spare time.
Peter Weller's ship may be hiding behind one of them and is in need of his dose of American exceptionalism. Okay, pal? Folks, these people are mad. They are mad. Listen to this. Paul Bonaccelli. No. Before I even read you what this clown has to say, here is his resume at the bottom of the piece that he's authored at thefederalist.com. Now, you people know well, because you've heard the arguments here, and you've heard me talking about this yammering on for years here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers at 844-527-8723. That is our call-in line telephone number, which sometimes people use, or sometimes we goad them into it, like the poll. The poll! Listen to the description here. Or to the resume of Paul Bonaccelli, and see if it sounds like this man has ever produced anything worthwhile in his entire life. Are you ready? Let's do it. Paul Bonaccelli serves as director of programs at the Acton Institute. There's a nonprofit. His career includes a presidential appointment with Senate confirmation as assistant administrator at the U.S. Agency for International Development, the USAID. Folks, this is the agency that goes around, you heard Michael Hitchburn talking about, that goes around the world in cahoots with, unfortunately, in cahoots with some Catholic represent or Catholic priests and bishops and what have you, or Catholic release organizations seeking third world populations to destroy by making sure that they're never created in the first place by contracepting them before the fact. As a an administrator of the USAID, there's no more diabolical of a contraception abortion agency on the planet other than maybe Planned Parenthood. As a professional staff member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives, again, America's war policy is we don't have a war policy. Our war policy is that we're always at war. Thank your lucky stars out there, citizen of a country that is not America, that we're not currently at war with you, and don't piss us off.